another episode. Speaking of SAC, where we talk about San Antonio College and the college experience, a special show today. We have Vice President of College Services, Dr. Stella Lovato. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Having a ball.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes. Yes, it is. So Dr. Francisco is not in today, but you are our guest, and we're going to be talking a bit about college services.
Yes.
And the departments you oversee here at the college. But first off, tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure.
Educational background, occupational background.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to say that I am a graduate of San Antonio College. I graduated a few years ago with my Associate of Applied Science in Dental Assisting. And then I went on to work in a dental office for a few years. And I remember one of my professors saying, if anybody ever has time to come back and give back, do that. So I was working on my bachelor's degree at the time. And I saw a position for an adjunct faculty in dental assisting, so I applied, and I was given that position for adjunct. And, of course, I taught the hardest course of them all, radiology. I wound up enjoying, you know, teaching that class, and then a full-time position came open, and so I also was hired for the full-time position as a faculty. So through the years, I worked on my education. I went back to Texas State University. I graduated from there with my Bachelor's of Science in the Health Professions and then received my Master's in Health Professions. And as I was here at San Antonio College, in my next position after an instructor was a program coordinator. So I was program coordinator for the dental assisting program. And then I was fortunate also, and it was an honor and a privilege to be asked to be the department chair. And at the time, it was Allied Health, and it started out as, I believe, mortuary science. And so it changed, you know, a little bit after that. And then it was Allied Health and Kinesiology. So it was very exciting to be able to be a department chair and a leader at that time. And also to teach, because I love teaching. We have had absolutely wonderful students, and they all went on to either work in dental offices, pursue dental hygiene, or went on to get their master's or their bachelor's degree. So that was very exciting. I also went to Texas State University, UTSA, to receive a master's degree in curriculum and instruction. I knew at the time that we were going to start working on with dual credit, and so I wanted to have a little bit more knowledge in that area. So that was really exciting. Through the years, I would observe the campus, and I said, wow, wouldn't it be great to be in charge of putting together things on the campus, helping it make, you know, look beautiful. And so when this position became open, the Vice President of College Services, I just had to go for it. And I was honored to be selected as the Vice President of College Services. So a lot of things have changed on campus, you know, things to, you know, the people that have helped us also to make it look beautiful, our buildings as well. Our students deserve the best, so it was exciting to be able to do that. I also had the honor of being interim vice president of academic success, working with a faculty in academics, so that was very exciting as well.
Very nice. So currently you oversee several different departments that fall under college services.
Yes.
Office of Technology Services, Risk Management, one of my favorites. Scobie Education Center, the William R. Sinkin Eco Centro, MarCom, Marketing and Strategic Communications, the College Budget Office, and Integrated Planning and Performance Excellence. Let's unpack that one.
Yes. Integrated Planning and Performance Excellence, great team. We have a team that works on not only assessment, but also does our IR if we need data, if we need to do research. They're a great team, and they're always there to bring us that data to help us move forward. You know, it's that team, along with the rest of the, you know, the faculty, the staff, and the executive team, also put together the Aspen information. So if it wasn't for that entire team, we probably would not have gotten it, but because they worked so hard, the faculty worked so very hard with the assessments, making sure that everything was going well. And then, of course, IPPE, it's called it in short, Integrated Planning and Performance Excellence. They were able to put the package together along with everybody that was writing the Aspen Award. So
you have to track what you're doing. You have to be able to show
Continuous improvement.
Yes. Office of Technology Services. You had that. Now, I have a printer. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll get them over there right now. Let me call them.
No, he got an email the other day. The Ace Tech Store.
Yes.
Yesterday was the first day of their closeout sales, so it's shutting down.
Yes, it is. So yesterday was the first day. The tech store had been there for 8 years, and after a thorough evaluation, we knew that one of the things that the Ace Tech Store was going to do was be a revenue producing, to be a standalone auxiliary. Because I think that maybe a lot of the community didn't know we had this tech store. We had Apple products. We had different products. We weren't able to really sell as much as we could have if the community really knew we were there. So we had to evaluate that and saw that it was probably time for us to move forward and do something else exciting, because there's always something else after this. This OTS team is outstanding. You know, we do the loaner laptops as well to provide the students with support, and we're very happy to be able to do that. So I know that, you know, this is not the end of the Ace Tech Store, so to speak, but something maybe bigger and better coming next time with other ideas to help move the OTS forward as well.
I remember when it opened, and it was on, was it Main Street?
Yes, it was.
It was right on Main Street. I know the college kind of relinquished control of that, the properties on those floors. And so once it moved to the middle of campus, it did seem not as busy, I would say.
Right, right. And the reason we moved it to the middle of campus and right there in Moody Learning Center is because that's the building that really a lot of students park, and they even pass through to go through to the other buildings on campus. But once again, you know, Apple products, you know, and other products, you know, they would look at them, but a lot of times maybe
cost was exactly. And they were okay on the USB drive stuff.
Yes,
like that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I see in the future and the trends of students, you know, Amazon is a click away.
Yes.
But have we thought about USB drives in vending machines? I see we do it with Scantrons and pencils. I mean, I think if I was to go up to a vending machine, 16 gig USB drive, I might be able to swipe for less than $20.
Yes.
I think
yes.
That's reasonable.
I love that. Let's see what we can do.
Yes. We're doing great. All right. Risk management. Once again, we were talking about that earlier. One of my favorites, safety on campus.
Safety on campus, yes. Dominique Fonseca is our risk manager, and she is, since she's gotten here, she's really helped us move along with having our drills, making sure that everybody's safe on campus. So, for instance, pretty soon we'll be putting out something to ask our faculty and staff to make sure to secure all their items in their offices or take anything that is of value with them. She's always the first one there if we somebody, you know, has a little accident on campus, maybe they fall or trip or something. So we really have enjoyed having Dominique here as she's moved us forward with our risk management.
Yes. And a shout-out to the Scope Education Center, 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary,
A few weeks ago, earlier this month. It was great.
It was. So we had so many community members and so many children there. It was great to see so many children, future San Antonio College students. They were so interested. And, of course, the theme revolved around STEM. So the physics team was there. They were showing all kinds of different experiments that we do. I was amazed at some of them. Dave Wood was there with his team as well. So a lot of exciting things happening at the anniversary.
Yes. And campus operations, you know, San Antonio College, one of the largest community colleges in the state. both size and student population. So you oversee a lot of the buildings. And recently, SAC finished the Capital Improvements Project.
Yes.
And that funded by an $83 million bond.
Yes.
We saw a vast improvement. I've been here since 07. It's interesting the amount that the landscape of the college has changed.
It has changed. I will tell you, when I was here, we had no pavement. I hate to say that. That's how long ago it was. It was really pebbles and dirt and that type of thing, and we parked randomly anywhere. So, but I do want to also mention our new building that's coming online. It's the new Empowerment Center.
Yes.
It's located right there on Main. Ribbon cutting is December 4th, so we're very excited about that. Senator Menendez provided us with a funding for that particular building, and it's turned out to be a beautiful building for our students.
Wow. He was also influential with the Victory Center, right across the street from it.
Yes.
Very welcoming entrance to the college,
yes.
I would say.
And if you see the designs, O'Connell Roberts actually worked on this for us, and the buildings kind of face each other because they almost look similar. So that was done on purpose. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Continuity. I love
continuity.
It. So we also have a special guest in studio. We have Jennifer Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard.
And you're one of the land project managers.
Yes, sir, I am.
And so you're helping. Well, you're overseeing the projects paid for by the maintenance tax and notes. And so this funding for the several projects that we have going on campus right now, we have Gonzales Hall, Chance Academic Center, McAllister Fine Arts Center, Nail Technical Center, and McCreeless Hall. All of these, McCreeless Hall will be next year. But it's a big undertaking for this many buildings all at once. It's like TxDOT in the highways.
It certainly is. These five buildings are the five that are receiving what we would call the most extensive level of renovation within the MTN program here at SAC. There's actually a total of 17 buildings at SAC that are receiving various levels of MTN renovation. Some as simple as, for example, roof replacement. All the way up to these five that are receiving a more extensive level of renovations that are really all intended to extend the life of these existing buildings. You and Dr. Lovato were just speaking about some beautiful funding that allows the college and the district to construct brand new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It is equally important to reinvest in the current building infrastructure so that those buildings continue to support modern educational needs.
Definitely. Remember years ago, not as recently. I remember every time it would rain, and I would hear on the walkie-talkies, Chance is just underwater now.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that is that some of the type of work that's being done on some of these buildings?
Yes. So the maintenance tax note funding, similar to the CIP funding in that it is a bond, the maintenance tax note bond is not one that taxpayers vote on. This is funding that is already reserved within the property taxes that are paid out. And the district, honestly, is very smart to harness this type of funding to be able to make some significant improvements to the buildings. The slight challenge with maintenance tax note funding is that it is 100% intended to basically renew the building. So things like roofing replacements, in some cases window replacements, mechanical systems, so your heating and cooling system, replacing air handling units, in some cases replacing ductwork. Inside the ceiling, there's some components that take hot and cold air and mix them together to make it comfortable for all of us inside the building. The electrical system, plumbing systems. These are not necessarily fun and exciting things to talk about for most people, right? But they are the things that make us comfortable inside of a building so that we can teach and learn what we need to do to become professionals in our unique fields of study. So these are equally as important as constructing a new building.
And definitely, I mean, I think it's very exciting talk on my end.
I do too, but...
Because it's also some of it's preventative maintenance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather spend a couple $1,000s replacing pipes versus spending several tens of thousands of dollars fixing flood damage.
Well, and it's just that, hot mustard. This funding allows us to proactively look at the buildings, and each building is receiving just a little bit different scope of work based on what that building needs. This funding is not intended to replace everything in the building.
It's not going to be 100% new.
It's not 100% brand new, but it is intended to look at the things that each building needs the most. And to replace those components proactively so that it minimizes the chance of a flood that we can't plan or a power outage that we can't plan. So these are really exciting renovations that hopefully along the way also include a little bit of some of the visual upgrades that we all can appreciate because we can see them, right? But even with that, some of the buildings are receiving, for example, the restrooms might be getting reconfigured to help increase the accessibility within the restrooms. Some of the buildings, believe it or not, when they were constructed, you didn't necessarily have to have hot water going to the restrooms. Maybe not great today, right?
No.
After COVID, we're we're all accustomed to being able to wash our hands appropriately, and so some of the buildings, kind of our top five that we talked about: Chance, Gonzales, McCreeless, Nail Technical Center. That is one of the improvements that will be coming to those specific buildings. Seems like a little thing, right? But if you're in those buildings, learning or teaching, these are some exciting renovations that are coming your way.
And can I also say that we've learned a lot? I know I've learned a lot since I've been, Vice President of College Services. So, for instance, you mentioned the leaks. Now what we're doing on the lower floors is we're including a sensor. And so if there's 1 inch of water there, the sensor will go off. So I'm making sure that we're having that type of security in each of our buildings. So as things have happened, we say, what about that? What about this? So it's really helped us to do the needed things in each of our buildings.
And looking at the Chance Academic Center and some of the work being done, I'm noticing install LED light fixtures. I mean, I replaced all my bulbs at home. I did see a significant change. I can only imagine on a college campus.
Right. The thing we maybe don't think about in our homes is you're not there all day, every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at a college institution, those lights are on pretty much 24/7. A lot of the buildings have, especially Chance, have students in them at all hours of the day, maybe not in formal courses, but students studying and maybe in groups, working on some of their studio type of projects or lab projects, and it's a different environment. So LED lighting not only improves the quality of what you can see when you're in the building, but it is energy reducing step to help the district save funding. There are other things kind of along that same thought process. Some of the mechanical system components, air handling units, specifically at the central plant, which it is kind of the heart of campus from a heating and cooling standpoint. The central plant has these very large pumps and chilled water components that help provide that cooling environment in our buildings. Those pumps and air handlers are getting what are called variable frequency drives, or VFDs. That helps kind of smooth the on-off process for those pieces of equipment, helps reduce wear and tear to those pieces of equipment, and in that effect helps save some energy.
And it makes it last longer.
Yes.
Recently I had a device like that put on my air conditioning unit. Yes. So when your air conditioning kicks on, it's not a huge jolt to the system. These are important things that go with the maintenance and the longevity of the equipment.
Right. Think of it like if you were driving your car and you constantly went from 0 to 90. Well, maybe not 90. We shouldn't be going 90, right? But if you were constantly pushing your car to go from 0 to 70, that would put a lot of wear and tear on the car's engine, on the tires. And you would have to replace components much sooner. So that VFD is kind of like a soft start. You let your car ramp up a little bit.
Right. Yes. And so Chance Academic Center started in June of this year and projected to finish in March of 2026.
Yes. It's a long, long time frame, right?
It's a big building.
A little bit.
But it's a big building.
It is a big building. And these buildings are unique. Chance has the wonderful stair system in the middle of it. Our Moody Learning Center, the wonderful escalators. It was featured in a magazine, I believe, 60s or 70s because of the innovation behind it. And so we definitely need to put maintenance into these buildings. You know, replacing buildings, it's not, well, depending on the other building that might be going down, I might be a huge fan. But it is a unique building. It looks very cool. I like how you can go in the ground floor on one level, come out second or first or second floor on the other side of the building, and you're at ground level. It's very unique, and it adds a wonderful charm to our campus, I would say.
I was going to also mention to you that one of the things we're trying to do in each of the buildings is find at least one room that we could give back to the students. You know, research shows that, you know, students feel a sense of belonging. They'll continue. They'll feel like family, and they'll, you know, graduate. And that's our ultimate goal for our students, and also to, you know, get a job with a living wage. So we're trying to do that. For instance, I'll give you a good example. Biology has a bio spot.
Yes.
They go in there and they learn, they get tutored, and they also have faculty that go in there and advise them. So we're trying to do that, hopefully one room in each of the buildings we're renovating. So I'm excited about that.
Bio spot, very cool.
Bio spot.
And they still had the chem spot, or didn't they combine the two? I think chemistry had a chem.
Yeah, I think they did.
Combined
yes,
them.
Yes.
But if you haven't been there, check it out. It's a lot of fun. They have one of those, it's a clock, but it shows where the sun is showing right now on the Earth.
Wow.
It's very cool. Very cool.
Cool.
I don't have the money to get one, but they have one, and it looks very cool. Gonzalez Hall, that is undergoing renovation right now. That should be finished up pretty soon.
Yes. We have hit a few snags in the process for Gonzalez Hall. Most of the kind of top five buildings are receiving improvements to the building foundation, the crawl space, which is space underneath the building, typically where things like plumbing, piping, or power conduit might be running. So it's not where anybody goes, but the importance of those areas are crucial to the operation of those buildings. We were just speaking about San Antonio College's history, and some of the buildings here at SAC maybe weren't constructed initially with a college campus in mind. So sometimes you uncover some history. And in the case of Gonzales, we're uncovering some history underground that has led to a little bit of some changes throughout construction. But yes, we're hopeful that that building renovation from a construction standpoint wraps up March, April. The goal is to try to have staff and faculty and students back in that building for spring 2025. Seems far away, but it's right around the corner.
Oh, yes, definitely. And Sank, you know, there's many tunnels and the Sakia is running through the entire campus. They still won't tell me where the entry points are, but that's fine. I'll find them one day. So very cool there. McAllister Fine Arts Center, that is it's a pretty big building.
It is. So McAllister Fine Arts is receiving a lot of the improvements that we would categorize as more mechanical in nature. And some roofing replacements. And that building is a great example of along the way for the planning process. We've been trying very hard to assess if we're touching the roof, what's on the roof that might need some additional attention.
Where the KSYM tower is.
That's right.
So if you haven't downloaded the KSYM app, head on over to KSYM.org and download it for when we have to take down that tower.
That's right. So when you're touching a roof, you have to kind of make plans for all the other things that are on the rooftop. And so we're very excited to be looking to assist the college in potentially replacing that radio tower. It makes sense to do it when you're replacing the roof versus doing those two efforts as two distinct efforts. So there's other examples along the way, but that's one of where we've been trying to be smart about how the MTN funding is utilized to help the college assess and rectify other issues.
And McAllister Fine Arts is also new crawl spaces for ventilation system code, duct work that needs to be done, cleaning and polishing terrazzo.
Terrazzo.
I mean, it's a wonderful. I mean, you have to. I mean, it's not great to just rip it out.
Terrazzo is great.
Or cover it. No, you can't do that. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be polished. I'm there for it. I love it. Let's see. And so McAllister Fine Arts, that's going to be going until January of 2026. And Nail Technical Center as well is going to be going to 2026. And I remember it was over the summer, and there was a bit of scrambling, I can imagine, on campus because you have about four buildings here that people need to figure out where to go and where they're going to be going. How was that process?
Well, first of all, shout out to all the faculty and staff that have worked closely with Samantha and Jennifer. They've done, you know, they've helped us tremendously, moving very quickly. So it's worked out really well. And Samantha, and shout out to Samantha and Jennifer because they've done a great job helping to move everybody around.
So we know it's not easy to consolidate into swing space. Swing space never equals where you came from. But we're so thankful for everyone's help and assistance. That's the first step to these MTN renovations and great things to come. So thank you so much.
Can't wait. Well, time flies when you're having fun. And so if you want more information, you want to see what's going on as far as the projects go, head on over to alamo.edu/sac/MTN.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank y'all for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you.